ಹರಿ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಓಂ ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಶಂಕರಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಶ್ರುತಿಸ್ಮೃತಿಪುರಾಣಾನಾಂ ಆಲಯಂ ಕರುಣಾಲಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದಶಂಕರಂ ಲೋಕಶಂಕರಂ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ಈಶ್ವರೋ ಗುರುರಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಮೂರ್ತಿಭೇದವಿಭಾಗಿನೇ ವ್ಯೋಮವದ್ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತದೇಹಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಓಂ ಭದ್ರಂ ಕರ್ಣೇಭಿಶೃಣುಯಾಮದೇವಾಃ ಭದ್ರಂ ಪಶ್ಯೇಮಾಕ್ಷಭರ್ಯಜತ್ರಾಃ ಸ್ಥಿರೈರಂಗೈಸ್ತುಷ್ಟವಾಗಂಸಸ್ತನುಭಿಃ ವ್ಯಶೇಮದೇವಹಿತೈಯದಾಯುಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನ ಇಂದ್ರೋ ವೃದ್ಧಶ್ರವಾಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನಃ ಪೂಷಾ ವಿಶ್ವವೇದಾಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನಸ್ತಾರ್ಕ್ಷ್ಯೋ ಅರಿಷ್ಟನೇಮಿಃ ಸ್ವಸ್ತಿ ನೋ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿರ್ದಧಾತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಅನದರ್ 5 ಮಿನಿಟ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸಂಕಟಹರ ಚತುರ್ಥಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಥರ್ವ ಶೀರ್ಷ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, ಅಥರ್ವ ವೇದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, ಮಾಂಡುಕ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಡು ಅಥರ್ವ ಶೀರ್ಷ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿ ಚಾಂಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನೈಸ್ ಟು ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಸ್ ರಿಮೂವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಬ್ಸ್ಟಕಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೀಂಗ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇನ್ ಅಥರ್ವೇದ, ಅಥರ್ವ ಶೀರ್ಷ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಥರ್ವೇದ. ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಥರ್ವೇದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಮಾಂಡುಕ್ಯ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರೀಚ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಅಥರ್ವ ಶೀರ್ಷ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಫಿನಿಶ್ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಎನಿವೆ ಓಂ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ತತ್ವಮಸಿ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಕೇವಲಂ ಕರ್ತಾಸಿ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಕೇವಲಂ ಧರ್ತಾಸಿ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಕೇವಲಂ ಹರ್ತಾಸಿ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಸರ್ವಂ ಖಲ್ವಿದಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸಿ ತ್ವಂ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾದಾತ್ಮಾಸಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಋತಂ ವಚ್ಮಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವಚ್ಮಿ ಅವತ್ವಂ ಮಾಂ ಅವವಕ್ತಾರಂ ಅವಶ್ರೋತಾರಂ ಅವದಾತಾರಂ ಅವಧಾತಾರಂ ಅವಾನೋಚಾನಮವಶಿಷ್ಯಂ ಅವಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ತಾತ್ ಅವಪುರಸ್ತಾತ್ ಅವೋತ್ತರಾತ್ತಾತ್ ಅವದಕ್ಷಿಣಾತ್ತಾತ್ ಅವಚೋರ್ಧ್ವಾತ್ತಾತ್ ಅವಾಧರಾತ್ತಾತ್ ಸರ್ವತೋ ಮಾಂ ಪಾಹಿ ಪಾಹಿ ಸಮಂತಾತ್ ಸರ್ವತೋ ಮಾಂ ಪಾಹಿ ಪಾಹಿ ಸಮಂತಾತ್ ಸರ್ವತೋ ಮಾಂ ಪಾಹಿ ಪಾಹಿ ಸಮಂತಾತ್ ತ್ವಂ ವಾಂಗ್ಮಯಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಃ ತ್ವಮಾನಂದಮಯಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮಯಃ ತ್ವಂ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದಾದ್ವಿತೀಯೋಸಿ ತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸಿ ತ್ವಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯೋ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯೋಸಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಜಗದಿದಂ ತ್ವತ್ತೋ ಜಾಯತೆ ಸರ್ವಂ ಜಗದಿದಂ ತ್ವತ್ತಸ್ತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಜಗದಿದಂ ತ್ವಯಿ ಲಯಮೇಷ್ಯತಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಜಗದಿದಂ ತ್ವಯಿ ಪ್ರತ್ಯೇತಿ ತ್ವಂ ಭೂಮಿರಾಪೋ ನಲೋ ನಿಲೋ ನಭಃ ತ್ವಂ ಚತ್ವಾರಿ ವಾಕ್ಪದಾನಿ ತ್ವಂ ಗುಣತ್ರಯಾತೀತಃ ತ್ವಂ ಅವಸ್ಥಾತ್ರಯಾತೀತಃ ತ್ವಂ ದೇಹತ್ರಯಾತೀತಃ ತ್ವಂ ಕಾಲತ್ರಯಾತೀತಃ ತ್ವಂ ಮೂಲಾಧಾರಸ್ಥಿತೋಸಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ತ್ವಂ ಶಕ್ತಿತ್ರಯಾತ್ಮಕಃ ತ್ವಾಂ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಧ್ಯಾಯಂತಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ತ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತ್ವಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಸ್ತ್ವಂ ರುದ್ರಸ್ತ್ವಮಿಂದ್ರಸ್ತ್ವಮಗ್ನಿಸ್ತ್ವಂ ವಾಯುಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಸೂರ್ಯಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಚಂದ್ರಮಾಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭೂರ್ಭುವಸ್ವರೋ ಗಣಾದಿಂ ಪೂರ್ವಮುಚ್ಚಾರ್ಯ ವರ್ಣಾದೇಯಂ ಸದನಂತರಂ ಅನುಸ್ವಾರಃ ಪರತರಃ ಅರ್ಧೇಂದು ಲಸಿತಂ ತಾರೇಣ ರುದ್ಧಂ ಏತತ್ತವ ಮನುಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಗಕಾರಃ ಪೂರ್ವರೂಪಂ ಅಕಾರೋ ಮಧ್ಯಮರೂಪಂ ಅನುಸ್ವಾರಶ್ಚ ಅಂತ್ಯರೂಪಂ ಬಿಂದುರುತ್ತರರೂಪಂ ನಾದಸಂಧಾನಂ ಸಂಹಿತಾ ಸಂಧಿಃ ಸೈಷಾ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಗಣಕ ಋಷಿಃ ನಿಚ್ರುದ್ಗಾಯತ್ರಿ ಛಂದಃ ಗಣಪತಿರ್ದೇವತಾ ಓಂ ಗಂ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಗಂ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಗಂ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಏಕದಂತಾಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೇ ವಕ್ರತುಂಡಾಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನೋ ದಂತಿಃ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್ ಏಕದಂತಂ ಚತುರ್ಹಸ್ತಂ ಪಾಶಮಂಕುಶಧಾರಿಣಂ ರದಂ ಚ ವರದಂ ಹಸ್ತೈರ್ಬಿಭ್ರಾಣಂ ಮೋಷಕಧ್ವಜಂ ರಕ್ತಂ ಲಂಬೋದರಂ ಶೂರ್ಪಕರ್ಣಕಂ ರಕ್ತವಾಸಸಂ ರಕ್ತಗಂಧಾನುಲಿಪ್ತಾಂಗಂ ರಕ್ತಪುಷ್ಪೈ ಸುಪೂಜಿತಂ ಭಕ್ತಾನುಕಂಪಿನಂ ದೇವಂ ಜಗತ್ಕಾರಣಮಚ್ಯುತಂ ಆವಿರ್ಭೂತಂ ಚ ಸೃಷ್ಟ್ಯಾದೌ ಪ್ರಕೃತೇ ಪುರುಷಾತ್ಪರಂ ಏವಂ ಧ್ಯಾಯತಿ ಯೋ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಸಯೋಗಿ ಯೋಗಿನಾಂ ವರಃ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವ್ರಾತಪತಯೇ ನಮೋ ಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಮಥಪತಯೇ ನಮಸ್ತೇ ಸ್ತುಲಂಬೋದರಾಯೇಕದಂತಾಯ ವಿಘ್ನನಾಶಿನೇ ಶಿವಸುತಾಯ ಶ್ರೀವರದಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ಮಹಾಗಣಾಧಿಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಮೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಮಹಾಗಣಪತಿ ವಿಘ್ನೇಶ್ವರ ರಿಮೂವ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಸ್ಟಕಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ assimilating the teaching and enjoying the benefit of the teaching. Exactly, we are going to see the problems here. In the following, we are going to see the problems. 39th karika, just read quickly once. Asparsha yogo vai nama. ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶಯೋಗೋ ವೈ ನಾಮ ದುರ್ದರ್ಶ ಸರ್ವಯೋಗಿಭಿಃ ದುರ್ದರ್ಶ ಸರ್ವಯೋಗಿಭಿಃ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಬಿಭ್ಯತಿ ಹ್ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ Vibhyati hyasmat abhaye bhaya darshinaha. Abhaye bhaya darshinaha. Have you found it, Bhavanaji, there? 39th. So, we understood Asparsha Yoga is a special name given by Gaudapada Acharya in this book, Advaita, this Mandukopan, the Karika, Advaita Prakranam, for Atmajnanam. Self-knowledge alone is said to be Asparsha Yoga. We know this. But this Atma Satya Anubodha. Atma Satya Anubodha. This clear, doubt-free knowledge of one's own self-being, pure, abstract consciousness. And this knowledge attained through the study of the Shastram from a competent teacher. Anubodha.
Oh, 50.
Atma Satya Anubodha. And this self-knowledge is Asparsha Yoga. In this self-knowledge, one can see oneself being not distant from everything. At the same time, one can see Atma, the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as one's own self, essential nature, being distinct in form of pure consciousness. Just as light is not distant from any of the opaque things which shine in the presence of the light, light is not distant. Light is non-distanceable, not distant from any of the opaque things which is shining in the presence of the light. At the same time, light is distinct from every opaque thing which shines in the light. This non-distanceability, non-separateness implies what? Opaque things never can have existence of their own. In the sense, they can never have the status of being existent in the absence of light. They can have a status of being existent only in the presence of the light, only being illumined by the light. Therefore, existence of opaque things is inseparable from the existence of the light. That is why opaque things are not countable as a separate and other object. Relatively, you can say, in the same way here, absolutely, relatively, talking about relatively is a gross example. Absolutely, there is abstract, formless, all pervasive, beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless reality, inexplicably suppressed reality, and that reality is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. And being all pervasive, it is implied by the term Atma, being limitless, time-wise, spatially and object-wise, it is implied by the term Brahma. The one and the same reality is implied by these two different words, Atma and Brahma. This is the essential nature of every individual. And every human being, any human being, can arrive at this reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness existence as the very content of I, as the swarupam of the knower I. Having arrived at this from the standpoint of consciousness, the real nature of oneself, beyond which nothing is, which is beyond everything. If you understand the body, understand mind, understand sense organs, understand organs of actions, understand physiological functions, understand the emotions, understand knowledge, cognitions, varieties of thought modifications, memory, and even knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. I am. This is knowledge of self-existence. The world is knowledge of existence of the world. This knowledge, when it is knowledge is, it is in what form is it? Where is the knowledge? Knowledge is in the form of a thought. Vrittignanam. Vrittignan. Any knowledge of anything in the world is in the form of a thought. Rises in the form of a thought. We call it vrittignanam. The consciousness with the thought, relevant thought is what? That cognition. Consciousness with the thought form of the mic is mic cognition. Consciousness with thought form of the tree is what? Tree cognition. Consciousness with thought form of a door, what? Door cognition. Consciousness with the thought form of the window is window cognition. See, the thoughts are varied. Thoughts are of different things, different objects. But the thoughts themselves cannot become cognitions without consciousness. And that cognitions are said to be vritti jnanam. Jnanam with the vritti. Pure jnanam with the vritti is vritti jnanam. Minus vritti, what is there? Pure jnanam. Every cognition is a composite of two factors. Consciousness, the subtlest reality consciousness, and the inexplicably subtlest thought, material product thought, together constitute what? Cognition. In sleep, there is pure consciousness without any thought forms of objects. Therefore, there is no cognition. There is experiencelessness, isn't it? In the waking state, we have, and also in dream state, we have thought forms of objects with consciousness. Consciousness does not come and go. Consciousness is always there. What comes and goes is what? The thought forms. The thoughts arise, thought exists, thought keep moving when the mind is functional. This is vritti jnanam. Whereas the pure consciousness, which is invariably present in every variable cognitions. Understand now? Pratibodha viditam matam. Understand now, in all the variable cognitions, what is invariably present is this consciousness. Without consciousness, there cannot be cognition. Without vritti also, there will be pure consciousness. Understand? That pure consciousness is not dependent on vritti for its existence. Whereas the vritti is dependent on consciousness for its very existence. Consciousness is dependent on vritti for its manifestation, for its being recognizable. In the presence of the vritti, consciousness is recognizable when there is manifestation. Oh, tree knowledge is. Tree knowledge is means there is knowledge. The source of the knowledge is consciousness. Is it clear now? And it is that pure consciousness, called swarupa jnanam, the reality which is of the nature of consciousness, is said to be swarupam jnanam, swarupa jnanam. Chaitanyam, swarupa jnanam, shuddham chaitanyam, is what now say Brahma aratma, which is the content of I, content of the knower. Just as light is the content of the illuminator. What is content means what? There is no light without. There is no illuminator without light. There is no consciousness. There is no knower, I, without consciousness. Therefore, which is what one has to see. And his consciousness is completely free from all connections. This consciousness is free from knower, known, knowledge, divisions. No relations. Being one, indivisible, partless, all-pervasive, free from all relationships, all connections, all associations. And seeing this nature of conscious reality, being consciousness, which is free from all differences, all relations, associations and connections, is what Asparsha Yogaha. All I explained in the previous class. Asparsha Yogaha. And it is not easy for all those who are aspiring for this knowledge to see. Sarva yobhigibhi durdarshaha. Therefore, again, in repeatedly seeing this consciousness being one's own nature, one should not simply see it. Through Shastra Shravanam Mananam, one has to understand. I'm repeating it. Shravanam and Mananam, one has to repeatedly understand how one's nature is essentially pure consciousness. We have to, through proper methods, through Drigdrishyaveka Prakriya, Panchakosha Prakriya, and all these prakriyas, various prakriyas, one has to repeatedly see how one's own essential nature is consciousness. An individual cannot be reduced to anything more than consciousness. The physical body can be reduced to elements. Okay? And everything else can be reduced to what finally? What is the subtlest you say? Consciousness only. Nothing, that's why we have nothing beyond consciousness. And this consciousness is one. That is why we say all are one essentially, though all are not the same, equal, physically, mentally, intellectually, emotionally. Essentially, we're all one. All are one, but all are not equal. If all are one is okay. If all are equal, then no need for wars. Okay? We have to tackle lots of things. Okay. So here, this has to be understood very clearly. So he says, sarva yogi bihi na, durdarshaha, but see, some people are very frightened. Yoginaha bhyati. Why they're frightened? Because what happens in repeatedly seeing this fact, we will discover mind being consciousness. Just as when you carefully see this rope snake, very carefully observe, there is no more snake. The rope, isn't it, disappears in the wake of knowledge of the rope. The same way, mind is made a non-mind in repeatedly seeing one Swarupam being consciousness. When the thought forms of reality are repeatedly entertained in Nidhyasanam, thought forms of the nature of Atma, which you understood from the Shastram, and it entertained, this is being with oneself. Whenever we understand how consciousness is beginningless, how consciousness is endless, how consciousness is timeless, how consciousness is all-pervasive, how consciousness is partless, how consciousness is indivisible, how, no? And being all-pervasive, how being partless, being indivisible, and it's indestructible, it is independent, and consciousness is pure existence. We repeatedly entertain thoughts of reality, thoughts pertinent to consciousness, thoughts, attention become taken away from the objects. What happens? That is Nididhyasanam, contemplation. Then you are just with yourself. It's called being seated with oneself. Being seated with oneself means not locking the door and sitting all alone by yourself. Even in the midst of society, in the midst of the crowds also, if you entertain thoughts pertinent to yourself, you are with yourself. Being with yourself. Okay? And when repeatedly entertain this, what happens, you see? Thought resolve. You see how opaque things are non-separate from light. You can see thoughts are non-separate. Therefore, absolutely the knower status goes to consciousness. What happened now? There is no known which is separate from the consciousness. The knower results, known results, dhalj also results. Everything is consciousness. So this bedaha is only relative. Triputi bedaha is only relative. Then what happens? I sense. I. We all time we say that I becomes cognitively resolved in consciousness. How the rope disappears in the wake of the knowledge of the snake disappears in the wake of knowledge of the rope. You can see I sense aham being not the other than consciousness. That's why it is ahankara nasha, this mano nasha. It is losing oneself cognitively. Cognitively losing oneself. How you lose the snake in the vision, wake of the knowledge of the rope, in the wake of knowledge of one's own essential nature being consciousness, you lose yourself. You resolve identity in consciousness. Therefore, some people get frightened. That's why you say bibhyati. In fact, consciousness is the abhayam. Fear, the only source of fearlessness, absolute security is consciousness. Isn't it? Abhaye bhaya darshinaha. And these people daily are frightened of losing one's identity because they see the fear in Atma, which is a source of fearlessness. Understand? Okay, this we've all understood. I'm going to the Bhashyam. Asparsha yogaha. I'm doing the Bhashyam. Nama, I am. Okay, this asparsha yogaha. Nama, I am. Nama means what? This knowledge of the reality obtaining as one's own self. The reality obtaining as the very content of I, otherwise said to be self-knowledge, is known by another expression, asparsha yogaha. Okay. And he says, sarva sambandha akhya sparsha varjitatvat. Why it is called self-knowledge said to be asparsha yogaha? He says, sarva sambandhakya sparsha varjitatvat. In this knowledge, when the self-knowledge happens, one can see this Atma, the reality, arrived at as one's own nature, essential nature, being free from all relationships, all connections, all divisions. Sambandhakya sparsha varjitatva. What sparsha? Sparsha, it means touch. Touch implies connection, relationship, relation. Sambandhakya sparsha varjitatvat. Because all wrong notions on entertained about oneself becomes negated in this knowledge. When asparsha yoga, why is it called asparsha yoga? All connections, all associations one has, all attributes one has become negated, resolved in this knowledge. Therefore, it's called what? Asparsha yogaha. I am fat. The fatness attribute of physical body becomes negated, isn't it? As a body's attribute, not as attribute of I, the consciousness. This is called what? Sparsha. Now the connection is gone. That connection is gone. Therefore, asparsha. No more connection with fatness, the attribute of the body. No more connection with any attribute belonging to the body. Fatness or thinness or sickness or, you know, complexion, etc. Color, complexion, the beauty, ugly, all these notions go. That's why it's asparsha. The same way, again, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. Like this, all those attributes associated with the pranas become negated as prana's attributes, not as attribute of I, the consciousness. So attributes of the mind, sadness, grief, you know, confusion, delusion, fear, anxiety, all these attributes are negated as attributes of the mind. They're not internalized anymore. They negate as mind's attributes. You become objective towards those attributes as mind's attributes. And you see, I, the consciousness, am free from these attributes. Therefore, connection with wrongly superimposed attributes become resolved. That's why asparsha yoga. I'm ignorant. I'm knowledgeable. I'm wise. I'm wise. I'm jnani. I'm sannyasi. I'm a jnani. All these also become what? No. Notions become negated. All wrong notions become corrected. All the attributes become dropped. Superimposed. How physically you're pushing them away? No. Cognitively, intellectually, you remove those attributes as attributes belonging to the material body, mind, sense, complex, anatma. Then what am I then? I'm all pervasive, timeless, partless, indivisible, pure consciousness, shuddham chaitanyam aham, aham brahma asmi. Isn't it? One has to see this repeatedly. In seeing this, that's why no sparsha. All wrong connections, wrong relationships, one entertains by falsely superimposing the attributes of anatma upon the atma become negated as mithya. They belong to anatma. Okay, one sees clearly. It's called atma anatma viveka. In the wake of the knowledge of the atma, one can have discriminative understanding of what atma is, what atma is not, how attributes are, all these time-bound attributes belong to the time-bound material forms, names and functions in the form of subtle and gross aspects. They see in this jnanam, one can see the connectionlessness cognitively. Therefore, the knowledge is called asparsha yoga. No sparsha. Touchlessness. Sarva sambandhakya sparsha varjitatvat. Sarva sambandhakya sparsha varjitam is there. Okay. Consciousness is devoid of all forms of connections. One can understand the reality consciousness being free from all connections. Therefore, this heart is said to be asparsha yoga. Until the knowledge takes place, before that, we see the connections. Where do you see? In ignorance, you see the connections because of wrong identity, wrong perception. In knowledge, you see the connectionlessness. So seeing the connectionlessness in the wake of the knowledge is asparsha yoga. So prasiddham upanishadsu smaryate. So in all the Upanishads, it is considered to be asparsha yoga, very popularly, well known. It's well known in the Upanishads as asparsha yoga. So cognitive shift happens, cognitive change happens. One sees oneself being free from all attributes. Cognitively seeing one's own essential nature being free from all, or oneself essentially being free from all attributes, is what asparsha yoga. Okay. Asparsha yoga namave smaryate prasiddham upanishatsu. Okay. Next he goes on to the word durdarshaha. Dukkhena drishyate iti durdarshaha. This seeing oneself being free from all attributes repeatedly, you know, is not easy. Because one has to see oneself being abstract consciousness. You see, you have a strong identity with the grossest body and subtle mind and subtle sense organs. Okay. All the time having identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Suddenly, no, not suddenly, shifting the identity from mind, identity from the thoughts, identity from the attributes, identity from the body, and seeing repeatedly oneself being consciousness is not easy. Therefore, dukkhena drishyate, it is really understood with the difficulty only, not easily understandable for aspirants. Again, why it is difficult for them? Yoginaha bibhyati, we have to see the next one. Sarvehi yogibihi, sarvehi yogibihi, by all yogi, sarve yogi, who is the yogi here? Shankaracharya says, Vedanta vihita vijnana rahitaihi sarva yogibihi. By all those aspirants or people who are aspiring for jnanam and moksha, sarva yoginaha. Any yogi is the one who is aspiring for jnanam, aspiring for moksha. But still, their aspiration is there, but what is not there? Vedanta vihita vijnanam is not there. The knowledge, the nature of, knowledge of the nature of reality unfolded by the Shastram is not there. Vedanta vihita vijnana rahitaha. The spiritual aspirants who do not have, who are devoid of the knowledge of the reality unfolded by the Shastram. So, jnanam is not there. When you do not use the appropriate pramanam, how will you have the knowledge? If you keep your eyes closed, you want to see the light, how can you see? You have to operate the relative pramanam to have the knowledge of relative object. When they do not have the knowledge of the Atma, naturally they'll be very difficult for them. Atma satya anubodha ayasa labhyaha eva ityartha. It means atma satya anubodha. This knowledge of this reality, obtaining as one's own self, involves what strain? Effort. Effort of what? Studying the Shastra. Ayasa labhyaha. One has to make the effort of appropriate effort. Sometimes we make efforts. We don't make appropriate efforts. I work very hard, you slog, you do so many things, but the effort you make is not appropriate. It is not enough if a person makes efforts. one must make sure that the efforts a person makes appropriate efforts also. These people who make efforts, but they're not people of appropriate efforts. Appropriate effort of being given to the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam. Especially Shravanam first. So, one has to be given to the discipline of Shravanam, which is Ayasaha. That is the effort. Shravanam and Mananam. So, this Atma Satyanubodaha, Atma Jnanam, Asprasha Yogaha is attainable only if a person is given to the appropriate effort of studying the Shastram. Atma Satya Anubodha Anubodha Ayasalabhyaha Eva Itartaha. That is the meaning. So Asprasha Yogaha, how one can get? Only by having Ayasaha. Only by making effort. Effort, appropriate effort. What is appropriate effort? Effort of being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga means what? Being given to the systematic, regular study of the Upanishads. Shravanam. Listening to the unfoldment of the words of the Shastram properly from a competent teacher. Okay. That is the Atma Satya Anubodaha Ayasalabhyaha Eva Itartaha. No, he says, Yoginaha Bibhyati. He Asmat Sarva Bhaya Varjitat Api. All these spiritual aspirants are frightened, they become.
Page 451.
Just want to follow English. Okay. Sarva Bhaya Varjitat. See, what is Atma? Sarva Bhaya Varjitaha Atma. This pure awareness, pure knowledge, pure consciousness implied by the term Atma is Sarva Bhaya Varjitam. Sarva Bhaya Varjitaha Atma. Atma is devoid of, bereft of, free from all forms of fear. So it's the only absolute source of security. Nothing else in the world can free you from fear. Just seeing yourself being Atma is the only way of freeing yourself from fear. Seeing oneself being Atma means what? Seeing oneself being Atma, one can see absolutely there is no second thing other than the self. And anything, any number of things you see, the entire world of plurality is mithya. One has to see clearly the mithyatvam of the world, satyatvam of the Atma, and seeing, then one can see how Atma is the only source of fearlessness. This vision is the only source of security. Therefore, Yoginaha Bibhyatihi Asmat Bhaya Varjitat Api. They see fear in fearless Atma. The Atma the only source of fearlessness because, he says, Atmanasha Rupam. Atmanasha Rupam. This Asprasha Yogaha is actually Atmanasha Rupam. It is losing oneself. Cognitively losing oneself happens. The cognitive loss of oneself is seen as the destruction of oneself. Really destruction. Not destroying oneself, isn't it? It's not real destruction. Atmanasha rupam imam yogam manyamana bhayam kurvant. People are very, very afraid of this atma jnanam. Why? It's asparsha yoga. It will disconnect all connections. Isn't it? Because we want to keep connections. People make, see, good businessmen who want to market their products, they have to make connections. That is why they had to go to different places, Rotary, Lions, and all those things, meet people. Manufacturers, buyers, producers, they had to meet, make friends, and make connections, contacts, the identity card, they had to, business cards, and then they have to distribute each other, get connections and contacts, organize. Networking, they have developed, okay? Networking, we also have to market, okay? For the right things, not for any self-benefit, for the world, for the benefit of the world. We had to tell as well, please come, here, learn yoga, come to Bahamas. They would tell, that is different. Good, we mean well, we don't want any benefit here. We don't expect any benefit here. Just, we only want world to benefit, isn't it? Okay, so what happened? So, manyamanaha, they think what? Atmanasha rupam imam yogam manyamanaha. Considering this asprasya yoga, this self-knowledge, which breaks all connections. That is when you all connections become broken, what are you then? All connections become removed cognitively from you. Okay, remote. It is atmanasharupam. They're frightened of losing oneself. That's why atmanasharupamimam yoga manyamana bhayam kurvanti. They become frightened. Abhaye anyasmin. Say, abhaye asmin bhaya darshinaha. In atma, which is only source of security and have fearlessness, unfortunately, they see fear. They become bhaya darshinaha. Bhaya nimitta atmanasha darshana shilaha. What causes the fear? He says, what is the bhaya nimittam? Why they are frightened of self-knowledge? Because atmanasha. They have the fear of losing their identity. Atmanasha means fear of losing their identity is caused by what? This self-knowledge. Really speaking, self-knowledge does not cause any fear. It should remove the fear, isn't it? Atmanash, bhaya nimitta atmanasha darshana shilaha. People who see the self-knowledge as a source of fear because they have to lose their very identity. Loss of identity. Why? Avivekinaha. They are people of the indiscriminate understanding. Indiscriminate people. Avivekinaha ityartaha, which means they were to become mature, isn't it? Okay, we'll go to the next verse now. Karika number 40, and Shankar Bhagavatpada introduces this karika. Before we go to the next karika, and Shankar Bhagavatpada introduces the 40th karika. He presents his introduction. Who are the people who are absolutely free from fear, free from anxiety, and who are the people who have absolute peace, freedom as their own nature? Who are the people? He talks about the jnanis. Yesham punaha brahma swarupa vyatirekena. Brahma swarupa vyatirekena. ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪ ವಿತೌಟ್ ವ್ಯತಿರೇಕೇಣ ರಜ್ಜು ಸರ್ಪವತ್ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಮೇವ ಮನಃ ಇತಿ. ಮನಃ ಮನಃ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾದಿ ಚ ನ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥತಃ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಿಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಅದರ್ ದನ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇಂಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಟರ್ಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಪ್ಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ನೇಚರ್. ಓಕೆ, ದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಿಷನ್. What is the vision? They see the other than pure consciousness implied by the term Brahma obtaining as one's own essential nature. I'm reading all these words. Now why? Consciousness implied by the term Brahma. No, as one's own self. Very important. People see very clearly this abstract formless consciousness implied by the term Brahman or Atma obtaining as one's own essential nature, as a very content of I alone is Satyam. Other than that consciousness, Vyatirekena, here Vyatirek, other than the consciousness implied by the term Brahma, Manaha, mind, ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾದಿಚ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಂ ಏವ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎ ಸೂಪರ್ ಇಂಪೋಸ್ಡ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್. Like what? Rajju sarpavat. Rajju sarpavat kalpitameva. Manaha indriyadi. Rajju sarpavat kalpitameva. Can you believe this? You know, you all know how clear you are when saying, come on, rope snake is not real. Can you say that? Rope snake is not real. It's only appearance. What is released rope? How clear you are saying that? But can you say the consciousness Atma alone is real? Everything else, mind is like a rope snake. Sense organs are like rope snake. Pranas are like rope snake. The whole world is like rope snake. Duality is like rope snake. All differences are like rope snake. No one no knowledge division is like rope snake. Everything else is Rajju sarpavat kalpitameva. Everything is only as though. Everything is only as though kalpitameva. Like the rope snake, not at all real. Now what is real then? Brahma swarupam vyatireken. Other than consciousness, everything else is as though. ಪರಮಾರ್ಥತಃ ನ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಶಿಯಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. ಓಕೆ, ವ್ಯಾವಹಾರಿಕತೆಯ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥತಃ ನ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ. ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಶಿಯಲಿ ವೇವ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಶಿಯಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, relatively they are there, empirically they are there, absolutely they are not there. Paramarthatah na vidyate. This is the clear vision of some people. So people who are endowed with such a vision, consciousness alone is satyam, consciousness alone is absolutely there, everything else, mind etc., is only as though, obviously they are not there. People who have such vision, tesham, for them, Brahma swarupanam, such people who are of the nature of consciousness. All of us are of the nature of consciousness only. But still, we do not know we are essentially of the nature of consciousness. But they, wise people, know they are of the nature of consciousness. Essentially, I am consciousness. Okay, objectively, relatively, temporarily, Okay, even though I'm endowed with the body, mind, and complex, essentially I'm consciousness. Okay, such people are Brahmaswarupaha. Brahmaswarupanam, for such people, Abhayam, fearlessness. The fearlessness in terms of freedom from the hold of mind, isn't it? Freedom. Fearlessness. Arvesatvi mokshaha. Mokshakhya. Akshaya shantihi. Akshaya shantihi means what? Everlasting, indestructible, imperishable peace. Permanent peace is akshaya shantihi. In terms of freedom, fearlessness, swabhavataha eva siddhaha, naturally they become accomplished. Yes, effortlessly accomplished as their own very nature. Swabhavataha eva siddhaha means, see, for a atma jnani, okay, who has this clear vision, other than atma, everything else is mithya, atma alone is satyam. Such a person doesn't do any work very hard. Swabhavataha eva siddhaha. This absolute, permanent, everlasting peace in terms of freedom, fearlessness becomes accomplished as effortlessly. As their own nature. Swabhavataha eva siddhaha. Na anya ayatta. No other effort. No other effort is needed for them. Na anya ayatta. Ayatta means effort. No other strain, effort, no other specific action. Na upacharaha. Na upacharaha. No other specific action, specific effort. Nothing is required for them. Kathanchana iti avochama. Na kathanchana. No effort, no strain, no action, no practice of any discipline, upasanam. Nothing is required for such people who have taken ownership of absolute peace as their own very nature in the wake of knowledge of the self being consciousness. In whose vision? Everything else is as though like the rope snake. Consciousness alone is satyam, which is their essential nature. For them, to accomplish absolute peace, what should they do? Nothing. Their own swarupam. Akshaya shanti, their swarupam. Abhayam, fearlessness, is their own swarupam. So, na ayatta, anya ayatta, other effort is not required. Na upachara kathanchana. Iti avochama. This fact we have already discussed before. I have already explained this fact before Sri Shankaracharya. Okay. Why we should talk about it? Again to highlight the importance of Asparsha Yogaha Atma Jnanam. Atma Jnanam, one has to see. There's a bitter fact of relationlessness. What connections? No connection with anything. Absolutely there's no connection. The connection means an emotional entanglement. Without you, I cannot live. You cannot live without me. Oh. It's okay. It's humbug. Okay. Yetu ataha. Anyeyoginaha. No, he talks about, having talked about the jnanis, he talking about the ajnanis, ignorant people. Ignorant people means not that who are making efforts. A spiritual aspirants who are yet to have asparsha yoga. Okay? Yet to have atma satya anubodaha. Those people. Yetu ataha anyeyoginaha. Anyeyoginaha means margagaha. See, marge gachanti iti margagaha. There are people, spiritual aspirants, who have not yet attained, ascertained vision of the Atma being pure consciousness. Everything other than Atma being mithya, who have not attained that such people, yoginaha, margagaha, who are given to different paths. Different paths means what? Different disciplines. Please make note. When you say talk about different paths should not be mistaken for different paths leading to different goals. No. Different disciplines are said to be different paths. Different lifestyles are to be different paths. But the goal is the same. Okay? But not different. Talk about, not talking about different cultures. Different religion. Okay, different. His shastram, different means what? Different disciplines means karma yoga is one discipline. Upasanam is another discipline. Living a life of dharma. Karma yoga means living a strict. Living a life of values and having proper attitude and entertaining samatvam, living a life of karma yoga and being given to strictly given a discipline of worship, prayer, meditation. Different margagaha people. And who are the people? Because they are not still ready. Uttama adhikarinaha. The people who are highly appropriately qualified, eligible for attainment of jnanam, who have adequate degree of discriminative understanding, vivekaha, and vairagyam, dispassion. Viveka vairagyam is there. They, for them, these disciplines have served their purpose. Karma yoga has served its purpose. When a person becomes adequately mentally pure, Upasana has served its purpose when a person becomes adequately steady, mentally steady. But antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalyam a person has, the person has pure and steady mind. Means the meditation, the discipline of work, the purushep, prayer, even karma yoga have served their purpose. Such a person must have what? The mental purification, mental steadiness must bless the person. Person with viveka vairagyam. One must have the discriminative understanding of permanent alone can give me permanent happiness. Everything in the world impermanent cannot give me happiness. That viveka must be firm. It doesn't happen that so. Viveka does not happen. Viveka must happen. No. Other than atma jnanam, nothing else will free me from limitations. Nothing else will, nothing else can give me permanent peace. Because the reality implied by the term Atma alone is Satyam. Atma alone is permanent. The permanent reality, the real reality alone can give me real freedom, permanent freedom. Everything else other than Atma being time bound, how can it give me permanent freedom? One must have this, isn't it? One must repeatedly see this. It's repetition. But we are not, still our mind goes for time bound things. That is why we had to talk about Viveka. How strong is the Viveka? Viveka is there? Dispassion. I'm not interested in those things. Still interest goes. I'm not at all interested in time-bound things. That dispassion towards time-bound things should happen. That should be different in the form of what? What is permanent? My mind must die for moksha. Die for dwelling upon the Shastra teaching. And Paramahamsa says, how much my desire must be for knowing the truth. He said, if somebody pushes you into the water, okay, and then you want, how much you aspire to come out of the water to survive. You know, that much desperateness must be there in the part of a person to know the truth. Jnanam, jnana icha. That is passion for knowledge must be such, and to that, keeping with that, dispassion towards everything else also. This vairagyam. Viveka vairagyam is there. Antakana shuddhi naishchalyam is there. Then that person is a predominantly a sattvic person. And he is an eligible person. Uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari can understand this. Shravanam can understand. Mananam is be possible. It is for him easy to put his devil attention, always dwelling upon Nididhyasanam is possible for an eligible person. Every time you are in contemplation, you are yourself. That is freedom. Isn't it? Whereas, Manda Madhyama Adhikaranaha, Heena Madhya Drishtayaha. Heena Madhya Drishtayaha means people who are not yet ready, who are relatively qualified, who are unqualified, who are not absolutely qualified. Understand? So, Heena Adhikaranaha means Madhya Manda Adhikaranaha, people who are not at all qualified for this. Madhyama, the middle level. Heena Madhyama Drishtayaha. Manda Madhyama Adhikaranaha, people unqualified and inadequately qualified. Unqualified, Heena. Inadequately qualified are Madhyama. Adequately qualified are Uttama. Uttama Adhikaranaha, adequately, appropriately qualified. Madhyama Adhikaranaha, inadequately qualified. Heena Adhikaranaha, Manda Adhikaranaha, unqualified. Okay? So, Heena Madhyama Drishtayaha, Yoginaha. They're aspirants, but they're not qualified aspirants. Then they had to become qualified for. See, being an aspirant itself is a punyam. First of all, you have Purusharth Nischaya is there, and you are a yogi. Any spiritual who's a spiritual person aspiring for jnanam and moksha, an aspirant is what? Yogi here. And all those three people, but they are margagaha. They're given to different disciplines or practices. Why? They are heena madhyama drishtayaha. They be unqualified and inadequately qualified aspirants. What they do? Manaha anyate. Atma vyatiriktam. Atma sambandhi pashyanti. What is the problem with them? Manaha atma vyatiriktam. They see mind to be something different from, other than the atma. For them, atma is different, mind is different. Duality has come already. They see atma vyatiriktam manaha pashyanti. They see the mind to be something other than atma. They do not see mind being non-separate from atma. They do not see atma being non-separate from the mind. They see mind to be something other than the atma. Then atma sambandhi. They see mind to be connected, atma to be connected with the mind. They see atma to be other than the mind, and they see mind to be other than the atma. They see the atma to be connected with the mind. Is there a connection, relationship between atma and mind? What relationship can be there between the rope and the snake, rope snake? It is really there, I can talk about the connection. Isn't it? Similarly here, they see the connection. Atma sambandhi pashyanti tesham. Tesham atma satya anubodha rahitanam. Why they see mind to be other than atma or something related to atma? Because they do not have Atma Satya Anubodaha. They do not have the clear knowledge of the Atma attainable through the study of the Shastram from a competent teacher. Is it clear now? So Atma Jnanam is not there. Atma Satya Anubodaha they do not have. Asprashyogaha they do not have. Naturally, what will be their aspirants? But still they see the mind to be different from other than Atma, mind to be connected to the Atma. And for such people, they have to gradually see what? Mind is non-separate from Atma. Mind is not there actually. It is only as though. To see that, they have to see Atma being. What is Atma? For such people, now Gaudapadacharya presents this next karika. Manaso nigraha yattam, manaso nigraha yattam, abhayam sarvayoginam, abhayam sarvayoginam, dukkha kshayah prabodhascha, kshayah prabodhascha. We can say dukkha kshayah prabodhaschapi, dukkha kshayah prabodhaschapi, akshaya shantirevacha, akshaya shantirevacha. Manaso nigrahayattam, nigrahayattam, abhayam sarvayoginam, abhayam sarvayoginam. Manaso nigrahayattam, manaso nigrahayattam, abhayam sarvayoginam, abhayam sarvayoginam, dukkhakshayah prabodhaschapi, dukkhakshayah prabodhaschapi, akshaya shantirevacha. Okay. See, these people, for them, they're dependent on mind. The two things are very important here, okay? Manasaha nigraha ayattam. You can say even people who are people of other schools of thought also can include here. Especially when now people go into the discipline of yoga philosophers, they think manasaha nigraha, manasaha nigraha. Please make a note. Manasaha nigraha. Nigraha literally means restraint, isn't it? So control. But here, mastery. Absolute mastery over one's mind, one's way of thinking is nigraha. Manasaha nigraha. Mano nigraha. Simple word. See, relative mastery happens. Mano nigraha. Manasaha nigraha. Relative mental discipline, relative mastery of the mind is possible if a person lives a clean life of karma yoga and upasana. Practice these two disciplines. But absolute mastery is possible only if a person has jnanam. To have absolute mastery, one must have jnanam. To have jnanam, one must have relative mastery. To have relative mastery, one must go through the disciplines karma yoga and upasana. Or you can include what? Even ashtanga yoga. The discipline. Understand? And they think abhayam nigraha ayattam. Sarva yoginam, for all those people, of all of them, abhayam, fearlessness, is ayattam, means what? Dependent. Fearlessness is dependent on disciplining the mind or restraining the mind. They think mental restraint is the means of discovering fearlessness. And attaining fearlessness, sorry, not discovering, attaining fearlessness. I must be very careful. Okay, I always use the term discovering, so the word comes naturally. Sarva yoginam abhayam manasaha nigraha ayatam. They make a mind, okay. The mind is the problem, you know. The mind is the problem for all our confusions. Mind is the problem. Kill the mind. destroy the mind, undo the mind, stop the mind, restrain the mind. Okay? They think mind control is the means of attainment of fearlessness. Oh my God. Their own swarupam being fearlessness, they work very hard to restrain the mind for fearlessness. This is the difference. Got it now? They ask that they, of course, they want fearlessness. They want moksha. They want freedom. They want, okay? Manasaha nigrahayattam abhayam. Abhayam manasaha nigraha ayattam means what? Fearlessness is dependent on mental discipline. The mental, you discipline, they're dependent on disciplining the mind alone for fearlessness. They depend on the controlling the mind for fearlessness. Okay. Is it right or wrong? Dukkha kshayaha. Even dukkha kshaya, elimination of sorrow also is dependent on manonigraha for those people. Prabodha cha api. Even self-knowledge is dependent on, for them, the mind control. See, mind control or restraining the mind. Understand? Restraining the mind means what? Completely stopping the thoughts. So stopping the mental process. Obstruction of thought process is mistaken to be the means of attainment of fearlessness, is a means of attainment of elimination of grief, means of attainment of even self-knowledge. Prabodha cha api. Not only that, akshaya shantihi, everlasting peace. These yogis, the so-called spiritual aspirants, who are given to different paths, different, you know, disciplines, what do? They mistake the mind control to be the means of attainment of fearlessness. They mistake the mind control to be the means of attainment of elimination of sorrow, removal of sorrow. They mistake mind control as the means of attainment of self-knowledge. They mistake the mind control, mental restraint, to be the means of attainment of everlasting peace. Why? They think mind to be other than Atma, mind to be Atma attributed to the mind. Which means Atma for them is a third person. Get it now? This Atma is something third person. There's reality. Third person. I am the mind. Okay? Therefore what? This mind has to be controlled. Which means they do not want to let go of the mind. Is it? This is a problem. Because they think, in sleep, the mind is non-functional, there is peace. There's no self-knowledge, but isn't it? They appear peaceful in sleep. In when you practice meditation, in samadhi, there is peace, temporarily nice, sukham. So let us hold on to it. So stop the, obstruct the thought flow, the process of thinking, thought process. Have complete control over the mind. This mind functions, fear comes. Mind functions, okay? So let us thought, undo the mind. Let us stop the mind. We are going to see later on next shloka. This is what people do. Isn't it? So please ever don't play with your mind. It's a delicate baby. Don't crush it. Don't crush it. Very, very delicate baby. Okay? Protect it very careful. People do play with the mind. That is how the very thin line between sanity and insanity. Very thin line. Finished. Disorder can happen. And you'll ask the question again, very intelligent, who am I? Where am I? No answer can be found for that. Then you will not know what your body is doing, what your hands are doing, where your legs are walking. You do not know. Then that is called madness. It's called pranasha in Bhagavad Gita. You know? So Bhagavan Krishna says very beautifully, when he's talking about the jnanis, he puts differently. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna is talking about prasita prajna lakshanam, in that context he says, he talks about the presence, the definition of a jnani, and he stops and tells these two verses. If you do not take care of your mind, he explains what is attachment. How constantly thinking of objects can cause the attachment, and how desire to fulfill attachment happens. How the desire is not taken care of, it can result in anger. That anger is natural, but you must take care of your anger. You understand what anger is, why it comes. The anger is not taken care of, it will result in loss of memory. If you don't take care of it, it will result in what? Pranasha. You know, the loss of discriminative understanding. It will result in pranasha, means it will convert a sane person into an insane person. He says it. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangaste shupajayate sangat sanjayate kamaha kamat krodho bhijayate krodhat bhavati sammohaha sammohat smriti vibhramaha Smriti Bramshat Buddhi Nashaha Buddhi Nashat Pranashyati. A person is said to be perished. He perishes when a person loses one's discriminative capacity. The capacity to discern should not be lost. Capacity to discern will be lost if a person develops gradually loss of memory. Loss of memory will be there. What about dementia and all those things? That's another Alzheimer's, that's the problem. That's different chemical problems. But here, it happens, a person gets angry all the time. Angry will be there if a person does not manage one's desires. And the desire is inevitable because the mind will be all the time you're dwelling upon only objects. Vishyan dhyayata humsaha. So we can't help, we are pursuing objects, attention will go, but you must be careful. Okay? So there's a how, it's a different thing teaching anyway. And Bhagavan Krishna beautifully presents. That is what Gaudapacharya says here, isn't it? So mind has been taken care of. And how can you take care of your mind? You have to manage, one has to manage one's desires, one has to manage one's anger. One has to constantly, these are the two enemies. Desire and anger are not, okay, they're friends if you take care of them. Desire is the blessing in disguise, but the desire must be managed. Desire and raga dvesha must be managed. If you manage raga dveshas, you can manage your anger also. You have to always manage them. If you don't manage, they will enslave you. If you get enslaved, there's a big problem. No, you can never get enslaved by our desire and anger. We have to be managers of them. To manage them, you have no choice. You have to be intensely prayerful to Bhagavan to bless you with the knowledge of strength to live a life of dharma. You have no way of managing your desires and anger other than consciously living a life of values. Strictly living a life of values is the only way of managing one's desire and anger. And to be able to live a life of values, you have to be prayerful and worshipful. Strictly be prayerful and ask repeatedly for strong will not to go against dharma. Strong will not to go against dharma. This means you are living your life very alertness. I mean, nothing to fear here. It's a beautiful thing here. So then you can manage your desire, ragadveshas, and also anger. Isn't it? So Shastra study also. Shastra study reminds you all the time, nothing in the world is responsible for your unhappiness. Nothing in the world is the source of happiness. Nothing in the world is 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 responsible for your unhappiness. Shastram repeats and repeats and repeats. Slowly we have no hate towards anything. No passion towards everything. No passion, aversion towards anything in the world. This teaching and life of dharma will help you to live and manage. Isn't it? Then you can avoid all these consequences of not taking care of one's mind. You can avoid. So, instead of understanding this, what happens? These people think the mind is not the problem. So mind, they are dependent on mind for everything. Abhayam manasaha mano nigraha ayattam. Dukkakshaya mano nigraha ayattam. Prabodaha mano nigraha ayattam. Akshaya shanti mano nigraha ayattam. Mano nigraha ayattam means what? Dependent on the controlling the thought process for everything. And who has people? Avivekinaha. So here he talks about, you know, people. Because if Atma Jnanam is not there, and Atma Jnanam, without Atma Jnanam, people who do not want to let go of the mind, hold on to the mind, and seeing Atma as a third person, not as first person, as one's own self, and they work very hard to control the mind. They work very hard to control the thought process by different practices. Because they're dependent on everything. Atma Jnanam also, they think they have to control the mind to attain Atma Jnanam. No, in Atma Jnanam, you can resolve the mind. No, I don't want to solve the mind. I want to hold on to the mind. So the difference now? This is the meaning of this verse. We'll see Bhashyam now. Manasaha nigrahayattam abhayam sarvesham yoginam. Shankaracharya repeat the same sentence of the Karika. For all these spiritual aspirants.
Page 452.
We also say, yes, all spiritual aspirants definitely should discipline their mind, should have mastery over their mind for fearlessness, discovering fearlessness. We also say that. So when in Vedanta Shastram, when you say, disciplining the mind is very important. In terms of preparing the mind is very important. Steadying the mind is very important. Having the mind pure is very important for discovering the Atma. For Shravanam to be effective, for Mananam to be effective, for Nidhyasanam to be possible, one must have mastery over one's mind. Certain degree of mastery must be there. See, having mastery over one's mind is different from controlling the mind. Okay? It's different from restraint, different from trying to stop the thinking process. Obstructing the thought process. Obstructing the thought process is not a means of discovering fearlessness. But in Vedanta also, we talk about manonigraha. According to yogis, manonigraha means, according to other spiritual aspirants, manonigraha means mental restraint, means for them obstructing the thought process, undoing the thoughts, emptying the mind. But according to Vedanta Shastram, manonigraha means having mastery over one's ways of thinking, having mastery over one's mind, means having pure and steady mind, having adequate mental purity and steadiness by living a life of karma yoga and upasana. Okay. Kincha. Dukkha kshaya. I'm saying two. Okay, he says the first sentence. Kincha, moreover, dukkha kshayaha apihi atma sambandini manasi. But they think what? Dukkha kshayaha. Elimination of sorrow also is dependent on what? Emptying the mind or controlling the mind. He says, Atma Sambandini Manasi Prachalite Dukkakshayaha Asti Avivekinam. Manasi Prachalite. Manasi Prachalita means what? Whenever the mind gets agitated, whenever mind gets agitated, then there is no absence of grief. Whenever mind is not agitated, then not agitated, there is no grief. Whenever mind is agitated, there is no peace. There is no absence of sorrow. Manasi prachalite, atma sambandini manasi prachalite, the mind which is associated with, the connected to the atma, whenever prachalite, na dukkha kshayaha, there is no removal of grief. For whom? Avivekinam. The avivekinaha, the indiscriminate people who still see mind to be connected with the atma, they think whenever mind is restless, agitated, there is suffering, there is pain, there is grief. Whenever mind is not restless, agitated, there is no pain. There's no, they think. Therefore, what now? They think, okay, but mind is, thoughts are all stopped. If we obstruct the thought process, then there's no agitation. There's no restlessness. Then there'll be peace. There'll be removal of sorrow. This is what they think, based on the experience of deep sleep state. In meditation, in samadhi experience, thoughts are not there, no pain. In sleep, thoughts are not there, no pain. When the thoughts are there, the restlessness, agitation is there, then there is pain, experience of pain possible. This is a wrong thinking. Presence of mind does not cause sorrow. Absence of mind does not remove sorrow. Okay? It is like what? You mistake the rope snake to be real snake and try to kill the snake. You beat, hit on a different margagaha. Okay, sit and meditate. A snake will disappear. Sit and meditate. If you sit and meditate, will snake disappear? No. If you sing bhajans, will snake disappear? No. No karma will help there. Bhajanam, singing, praying, worshipping, no action will help in getting rid of the rope snake. I'm not belittling any other karma. All those karmas are useful in preparing the mind. Okay? we have to rest, we have to, the due respect to all that. We have to see here to get rid of the fear. Snake, you must see there's no snake at all. Seeing the snake is not there at all is a solution to get rid of the fear, or trying to kill the snake is right. What is right? You know that. Isn't it? So trying to obstruct the thought process, trying to empty the mind, okay, trying to make the mind stagnant is not a solution for the attainment of fearlessness. Fearlessness is very sorupam, can never be attained. You have to take ownership of it, isn't it? Therefore, avivekinam dukkakshayaha nasti. Atma sambandini manasi prachalite. When the manava, the mind gets agitated, restless, there is no peace. There is no resolution of sorrow. So let us stop the mind. That is what they think. Kimcha. Atma prabodaha api mano nigrahayattaha eva. They think the mind has been completely stopped for even attainment of self-knowledge. I'm sorry to say, many people are of the very strong view that in nirvikalpa samadhi, they mistake it to be self-enlightenment. One person in the Yoga Congress presented Swamiji this topic. He saw Swamiji's disciple only. He knows Swamiji. Actually speaking, that person was very closely living with Swami Vishnudevananji for a long time. For a very long time, he lived with him. And he was also here, I think, for some time. That person gave a presentation. He came and put his professor in New York somewhere. And he came, he put his... I'm the only person ever used any projector or something. I just didn't talk. They all had over projectors and all that things. And he presented there. He presented the two topics, Swamiji. He said... in yoga conference, be very careful. You know, what he said there, Patanjali Yoga Sutras and Vedanta, distinction between Patanjali Yoga Sutras and then Vedanta, Vedantic thoughts, something he put. And he presented, like how we understood here, the mind in knowledge and mind in sleep. The distinction. See, okay, he presented, but he 45 minutes was too short. In conferences, it's a too delicate, difficult topic to discuss. But anyway, he stopped it. But there's another person who immediately felt, oh, he didn't feel very comfortable about it. He was saying, no, no, this samadhi is enlightenment. Luckily, it didn't happen. Nothing much happened. They stopped it. we also reminded afterwards, the purpose of the Congress is different. To be together. Not to see differences. Congress is different purpose. You know, what I'm saying here. So it was stopped. Okay. This is the problem, isn't it? So that is what is actually what he says. Dukkha manasi prachalite atma sambandini manasi prachalite dukkha kshayaha asti. This is the view of avivekinaha. Mind. This it is like, if you give the example, it's better. If you try to kill the snake, undo the snake, to get a fear cost-based snake, which is really not there. It's only appearance. As though. To get a fear better, you see what is his rope, is the jnanam. In the wake of the knowledge of what is his rope, effortlessly snake resolves along with the snake, fear, snake cost of fear also will resolve. Isn't it? That's what is the problem. See, Ashtanga Yoga is a very, very beautiful way of disciplining one's mind to the preparation for Atmajnanam. We respect that a lot. But Samadhi itself is mistaken for enlightenment. That is the problem. So we have to know how valuable, how useful yoga practice is. At the same time, what is the limitation of it? What it can do, what it cannot do, must see. In the light of this whole teaching, the bigger picture. We'll be emotional about it, isn't it? When we see the fact as a fact, we do not undervalue anything here. We have to value, see the great value. How are you going to manage this mind otherwise? Mind has to be managed. All this, yama, niyama, all very important to manage the mind. That is how it can become prepared for the vision. So, with due respect to all these practices, we also see very clearly what we need for this is jnanam. Jnanam alone is no other ayatam, no other upachara is required here. But for that jnanam, to be able to focus, to be able to contemplate, to be able to understand, to dwell upon the teaching repeatedly, you must have certain degree of mastery of the mind. For that mastery, you need all the disciplines. You have to see its place where it is, isn't it? That's what he wants to say here in this Karika. Those days also, okay, this problem is not now. It is there for always. Because human beings with their own different level, mental levels of preparations, people are all there. So all are good people, all are good, nice people, they're well-meaning people. The question of understanding the teaching, isn't it? Kimcha Atma Prabodha Api. What he says, oh my God, to know what is there is rope, I need to kill the snake. Is it correct? Now it will give the correct answer. To know what is there is rope, I must kill the snake. Only after killing the snake, undoing the snake, removing the snake from there, I can see what is there is rope. Is it possible? Unless and until you see what is there is rope, you can never remove the snake. Adi, there's no physical removal. Cognitive removal of the snake is possible only if you know what is there is rope. So he says, Kimcha Atma Prabodha Api Mano Nigrahayattaha Eva. According to these people, yogis, no? Some people, even self-knowledge, being awake to the nature of reality also is possible only if we control the mind. Tatha akshayapi mokshakya shantihi. Even everlasting, imperishable, permanent peace in terms of moksha is also dependent on mind control for them. So, akshayapi, akshaya shanti, mokshakya akshaya shantihi is dependent on jnanam, not on manonigraha. Understand now? So he makes very clear in this Karika number 40. Then we'll go to the Karika number 41. This he talks about the avivekinaha. No way. So people who are studying the Mandukya Upanishad should be very clear what is meant by this word manonigraha. Manonigraha, meaning mind control, should not be mistaken for obstructing the thought process, mistaken for mere nirvikalpa samadhi experience. Okay? It should be understood that having adequate mental preparedness in terms of mental purification, mental steadiness, which also cannot be gained overnight. See, attainment of jnanam is very easy if we have adequate mental preparation. But mental preparation takes very long. That's why living a life karma yoga for a long time as a spiritual sadhana is very important. We should see the greatness, the value of living a life karma yoga, the discipline of karma yoga, upasanam, you know, in light of the teaching, how important it is to practice them, to live that life, to prepare mind for jnanam. If you are given to the disciplines, even if the life, suppose, comes to an end, doesn't matter. Our sadhana will continue. And we will definitely, you have placed us on the right track, and we will accomplish that jnanam and moksha sometime or the other. Isn't it? There's no failure for a person. That's why Krishna says, na abhikramana shaha nasti. There's no such a thing called failure at all for a karma yogi in life. Okay? Because one should know, what am I living this life for? What is finally aspired for? What is this for? Must be very clear. What should be very clear? The meaning of this discipline, okay, manonigraha, should be understood in the light of the Vedantic teaching. How it's important to prepare the mind for jnanam, and you should not be mistaken for obstructing the mental thought process. Okay, next. And for this, we need some means. The knack. Upayaha means knack. There's a knack of doing things. We must do the knack of doing things easily. Somebody gives the example. Suppose if you take a thread, yarn, and you had to put the yarn into the needle, isn't it? And the needles, the hole is tiny, and the thread has many splinters, and it cannot go inside. What is the knack? What upaya? You do this and make this point, then put it. There's a knack. Upaya. In the same way, there's an upaya in having this jnanam also. What is the upaya? First upaya, he mentions, is repeatedly listening to the teaching. Paunapunyena shravanam. Again and again. No, I don't get tired. Repetition. Don't feel bored. Because it, think of the goal. The vastu must become very clear for me. I am the reality. I am the reality. How clear I'm seeing. Wave is water. And no doubt. In the same way, I is consciousness. I does not refer to anything else. I is consciousness. I am consciousness must be clearly understood. Not simply saying it, aham brahmasmi, aham. Simply say this. Unless, how do you know I have ascertained vision? You are enjoying the benefit of jnana. What is the scale with which I can measure that I have jnana? Nothing else in the world afflicts me. I can be objective towards everything. I'm enjoying the benefit of knowledge, the freedom. I'm a person of happiness. Happiness can never be made unhappy. Happiness can never be made unhappy. Sugar crystal can never be made sweet. Sweetness is the swarupam. Sweetness is very swarupam. Water can never be made H2O. It cannot be made. It's already. See, you can never be happy. Adjectives are attributes, time-bound, belonging to time-bound anatma things. Happy mind, unhappy mind. But happiness, noun, is different from adjective. Noun is the swarupam. Mind can be happy, can be unhappy, can be, okay? Whereas you are happiness yourself. You are fullness yourself. You are limitlessness yourself. Noun. You want to have adjectives, time-bound attributes. You are already the source, swarupam. You can never become. So the problem is, it is not becoming. Rope need not become rope. And a snake cannot be made rope. Cannot be made rope. The rope has been understood as a rope. Like that. Happiness being a swarupa must be understood. What you are must be understood. That's what you need here. And for which, just to claim that abstract formless reality as one's own swarupam, one's own self, and seeing fullness, limitlessness, infinitude, happiness being one's own essential nature is a fact. This is a fact. The most abstract fact. And seeing in the light of this vision, seeing everything being oneself is a fact. This needs perseverance. Constant effort must be there. Continuous effort must be there. Once a genuine, constant, continuous perseverance is there, effort is there, then there'll be Bhagavan's grace also will be there. Got appropriate effort. Adequate effort. Two things. Effort must be adequate. Effort must be appropriate also. Then grace will be there. Then success will be possible. So in accomplishing anything, three factors are involved. Prayatnaha, appropriate, adequate effort. Then devanugraha, grace of Bhagavan is possible if there's appropriate, adequate effort. So appropriate, adequate effort implies what? If I'm a adhama adhikari, I must strictly live a life of karma yoga. I have Bhagavan's grace because I live a life of dharma. I have Bhagavan's grace. And if inadequately prepared, I'm also, I'm worshipful and prayerful, seeking Bhagavan's grace. I'm also religious. Bhagavan's grace is there. I'm qualified with Bhagavan's grace. So with Bhagavan's grace, I'm continuing my other discipline. Savanam, mananam. Grace is there. Adequate, appropriate effort. For understanding, for resolving ignorance, Savanam is the means. Resolving the doubts, mananam is the means. For assimilating the teaching, Nidhyasanam is the means. How long it takes? It's not fast food, okay? You know, somebody else has to cook for you. Then you can go and get it quickly. And here, others cannot work for you here. It's not fast food. Others can cook and you can go and eat. But here, you have to cook your mind, isn't it? So, our own effort is involved. That's why no fast food business possible here. We had to take a little time. Patience must be there. Perseverance must be there. Constant effort must be there. Therefore, what are those upayas? We'll come back and see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Tomorrow we'll meet as usual.